The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre has raised the threat level in the UK from substantial to severe. This is after that attack in Golders Green where two Jewish people were stabbed. We are joined for more on this now by Suzanne Moore, columnist with The Telegraph. Suzanne, can we start by getting your reaction to what happened, what unfolded in Golders Green?
Hello. Well, yesterday, as soon as I heard, my heart sunk. I was really, really upset, enraged, and felt ashamed that this is happening in my city to two of our people. When I say our people, I mean my fellow citizens. I'm not Jewish, but I am aware of the rising anti-Semitism that is all around me, the arson attacks, the ambulances being burnt down, and just the feeling on the streets that Jewish people cannot be visible, they cannot wear their skull caps, and the little girls can't wear their Stars of David because they're afraid.
You made the point in your article in The Telegraph that now synagogues in Europe, not just in the UK, are like fortresses in many ways in terms of their security, and that is not occurring with mosques, that is not occurring with Christian churches. No other religion is experiencing that level of antipathy.
Well, that's right. If you look at, it's not just synagogues in London or in actually most of the European capital cities that have barbed wire, CCTV, or security guards. It's our schools. Jewish schools now have to have security guards. People have to wear stab vests and stand outside them. I just cannot think of another community where that would be acceptable, where we would say, I mean, if black churches were being threatened in this way or guarded in this way, we'd say, this is pure and utter racism. Why is this happening? And how are we letting this happen amongst us? Now, there's always been this sort of security around Jewish places of worship and schools. But obviously, since October the 7th, the threat level and the risk has increased.
I'm glad you mentioned October the 7th, because many people, particularly in Ireland, in fact, would argue that Israel is actually provoking a lot of the, I suppose, backlash that, that Jews throughout the rest of the world is experiencing, that it is the actions of Israel in Gaza and in Lebanon and the actions of Benjamin Netanyahu's government that is, I suppose, part of the catalyst for all of that. What do you say to that?
Well, it is. Obviously, nobody who is stabbing people in the street or setting fire to ambulances asks that person what their views on Israel are. To assume that you...
Suzanne? Have we lost Suzanne?
Doesn't support the state of Israel.
No, she's back. She's back.
Sorry, Suzanne, we lost you very, very briefly there. If you wouldn't mind saying that again.
Not all Jews have the same position in the state of Israel, and nobody asks them before they stab them and spill their blood in the streets. The Orthodox Jewish community where I live, for instance, near Stamford Hill, doesn't support the state of Israel. This is the kind of red herring. It's like the argument between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. We can twist ourselves up into all sorts of arguments. The point is, people are being victimized, subject to violence, because of... they are perceived to be Jewish. We don't know what all Jewish people's relationship to Israel is, you know. And so it's just saying Israel does not stop the fact that in my city, up the road now, there's a fire. There's helicopters going over me because it's next to a synagogue and everybody is nervous. Now, this is not the right way to be living, is it?
Zach Polanski, the Green Party leader in the UK, has been reposting things on social media about people talking about the police being heavy-handed, kicking the one of the alleged perpetrators of the attack in Golders Green in the head when he was on the ground and being arrested while still wielding a knife. What do you make of that?
Well, Zach Polanski is trying to play it both ways, isn't he? Because he's also relying in certain areas on a strong Muslim vote. When you see the footage of the policeman getting that guy down on the ground, there were fears that he had a suicide vest on. he was known by Prevent. They didn't, they obviously didn't act fast enough, or they didn't know all the details. But, you know, I think Zach Polanski is trying to sort of get himself out of quite a difficult situation, because a week or so ago, he said that Jewish people had a perception of unsafety. Now, this is not a perception of unsafety. People feel very scared. They feel very nervous. So I think he's really trying to, and I know he's a Jewish person himself, and I'm sure he does suffer abuse. I don't doubt that. But I think he's really just trying to play it always, play to every part of his audience, because a big part of his appeal, especially to younger people, has been, you know, he doesn't like the Labour Party and its relationship to Israel over the Gaza situation.
Do you believe, Suzanne, that the Labour Party has a problem in the UK with anti-Semitism?
It has historically had a problem. I think, you know, we saw with, especially in the Jeremy Corbyn times, there was a lot of anti-Semitism that was openly expressed. There was an effort to get rid of those people. Those people have showed up in the Green Party. They're the same names. I think there is a problem. There's a problem on the left. There's a problem on the
right.
Is
there a problem on the... I was going to ask you, is there a problem on the left in general with anti-Semitism?
Well, I would say so, yeah. I would say so because there's a narrative about colonialism and white supremacy, and that's all kind of laid over onto Israel. There's very little understanding of the history, and the left tends to want to go for this sort of settler colonialism model of Israel always, and yeah, that leads to problems. Of course, we've had a lot of leading Jewish intellectuals on the left who completely condemn the state of Israel. I mean, it's a complicated story, it's a complicated history, but yeah, the left seems to have a particular problem with, especially in the last 2 years, with being able to say, have a nuanced position where they can say that what has gone on in Gaza is absolutely awful, and yet they want to deny what happened on October the 7th, and we can't have it both ways.
And maybe lastly, our president here, Catherine Connolly, she gave a speech this week in the University of Galway in the west of Ireland, where she was very critical of the university because of ties that it has to institutes of technology in Israel, research ties, academic ties. What do you think about the narrative that says we should, you know, boycott, divest, sanction, that we should, I suppose, expunge Israel from the Eurovision, football matches, academic ties, those types of things? Do they contribute to this in your view, or what is your position on that?
Yeah, I think that they do contribute to the view that, you know, that Israel is a pariah. I personally am not in favour of cultural boycotts. I don't actually think that they achieve much. I think if people understood that actually most of our tech and many of the drugs that most people are using, the research came out of Israel. I think people are a little bit confused about some of that. I understand if people want to cut all their ties with Israel, but they would be better off really cutting their ties with the defence industry. And right now, I think the pressure, if you want to stop what's happening in the Middle East, really has to be put on America as much as anywhere else. And that's what our governments can be doing.
Suzanne Moore, columnist with The Telegraph, thank you very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.